Hello, and welcome to I Watch This As An Adult, the podcast where we review movies from my childhood from an adult perspective. And this week, I review 2003's Malibu's Most Wanted. Hey guys, welcome to the show. Before I get into the review, I had a couple of announcements to make, and also I got to do things I watched this week, which is, this should be a very interesting things I've watched segment this week. I had a lot of shit to get off my chest, I tell you. I saw a movie this week that really irked my ass, and I want to talk about it, but before I talk about it, let's get to these announcements. The Patreon is tweaked and up. It's live. It's ready to go. If you want to go back and listen to old episodes of the podcast, you can go on my Patreon and listen to them for free. You can go on over there. And also, I'm going to be doing some exclusive content over there. This week, I will be doing The Notebook over there. It's a movie I've never seen. That's the exclusive content I'm doing on Patreon. For those that don't know, I'm doing movies that I've never seen. I've never seen The Notebook. I'm going to watch The Notebook. I hear a lot of things about The Notebook. I'm going to see what all the fuss is about. You know, let's just say that I'm going to see what all the fuss is about. I'm going to tell you what I think about it. That's going to be exclusive content. It is $3 to subscribe to my Patreon so you can hear that episode. Also, I started a giveaway. So the first 100 subscribers to my Patreon, listen carefully, the first 100 subscribers to my Patreon, they get $100 Amazon gift card. Yes, you give $3, I give you $100. Think about that shit. You're like, for $3, you get $100. What better exchange is that? All you gotta do is subscribe to the Patreon. It's only $3, man. It's only $3. You get that exclusive content that I'm gonna be coming out with every week. Every week. You get, if you're a podcaster yourself, you get a podcast shout out. You get to vote on polls. You get fan shout outs. You know, like you get to do all of that stuff for $3. For three measly ass dollars. For just $3. That's a steal, right? That's a fucking steal. You get all that shit for $3. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 subscribers, you get a $100 Amazon gift card. Think about that. That's one hell of a deal. If I wasn't in control of this podcast, I would want that deal. I would want that deal. I want a $100 Amazon gift card so I could buy shit frivolously off of Amazon. I'd be balling. I'd be fucking balling with a fucking $100 Amazon gift card. Just think about that, man. You could buy some stuff. Holidays is coming up. Think about that. Holidays is coming up. You could buy somebody an early gift. Shit, you could. Well, $100 isn't enough for a PS5, but I was about to say it's a PS5, but shit, man. You could buy games for your PS5. You know, you could buy games for your PS5. Shit, I mean, like, come on, man. Like I say, the holidays is coming up, man. Like, this could help you out. But yeah, man, first 100 subscribers to my Patreon, you get a $100 gift card from Amazon. That exclusive content coming. You get them fan shout outs, you get them podcast shout outs, you get them fan polls, you get to pick what you want me to review. For any show, you could pick for I Watch This As An Adult Or you can pick for I Haven't Seen This, my new show that's going to be exclusive to Patreon. Or you could just pick me to do something. You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm taking fan requests for $3. Okay? All of that stuff. All of that stuff just for $3. Just think about that. But, yeah, go to the Patreon. Subscribe. Get a $100 gift card. The giveaway starts September 28th. Got to let y'all know that. It starts September 28th. You subscribe on September 28th, you get that $100 gift card. $3 for $100. Fucking steal. That's all I got to say. Moving on. Like I said, this is going to be a very, very, you might say, spirited things I've watched this week. I watched two things. I watched one thing that made me really fucking happy. And then I watched one thing that really made me really angry. Let's just say that. And they're both involving black people. Like, they're both involving black people dealing with racism. In a horror type of way, let's just say. Let's talk about the good shit first. Finally watched Lovecraft Country. Well, I'm in the middle of watching Lovecraft Country. Blah, 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 blah. Tongue twister. Lovecraft Country. Let's just say that. I'm in the middle of watching Lovecraft Country. I like it. I like it a lot. First three episodes I watched. I'm currently in the middle of the fourth episode. Gotta go back and watch that. I love this show, man. It's like, it's a great fucking show. It's so good. I don't know what to say about it. It's so good. I don't know what to say about it. Oh my God, it's so good. I'm speechless. I'm trying to say something about Lovecraft Country that's great, but it's so good that I'm speechless, you know? Can't even, because like, I watched it last night. I watched it, Lovecraft Country, last night. My favorite episode, I'm going to tell you my favorite episode. My favorite episode is episode 3, where Jurnee Smollett's character buys the haunted house. It's my favorite fucking episode, where she buys the house and she has to deal with the goddamn racist and ghost. Like, she's dealing with racist and ghosts. Can you imagine being because this movie's set, I believe, in like the early 60s, I want to say this is set between maybe, because I don't think they really give a date. I'm going to say this is set between the late 50s, early 60s. I'm probably going to say between like 1957 to like 1964 or 1963, I want to say. It's in between that era. But yeah, that's my favorite episode, man. My favorite episode is when Jurnee Smollett's character, I think her character's name is Letty, when Letty buys the house, the haunted house. That's my favorite goddamn episode. I love that episode. And because there's something in there that makes me laugh, because towards the end, they do an exorcism. Jurnee Smollett's character and the main character, I think his name is Tick. His name is Atticus, but they call him Tick. Played by Jonathan Majors, who's a great fucking actor, man. That dude's fucking amazing, man. But they do an exorcism with this like African priestess lady. And so the ghosts come out, like they're doing the exorcism, and the ghosts possess the African priestess lady, and she starts like trying to attack everybody. And then she grabs Tick and she starts choking him, and Tick gets possessed by the ghost. And I'm not gonna lie, it's supposed to be scary, but it's the most hilarious shit you ever want to see, because his performance as a possessed person is fucking hilarious. Because he's just like, he just goes, "Get out of my house, bitch! Get the fuck out of my house, bitch! Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of my house, bitch! Get out!" And I unintentionally bust out laughing. I unintentionally bust out laughing. Because of the way he says this shit. He's like, "Get out of my house, bitch! Get the fuck out of my house, bitch! Get out! Get the fuck out of my house!" It's fucking hilarious. But I mean, but currently I'm in the... I think I saw episode 4. I am in the middle of episode 5. Is where I am. Because episode 4 is when Tick and Letty... and his dad and Tick's dad go and find like the little scrolls and shit. They go on like some kind of like fucking Uncharted Drake's Fortune Tomb Raider goddamn fucking adventure, you know. that's that episode. And then that's when is that when Letty? No, that's not that. Episode 5 is when Letty and Tick have just passionate, hot, sticky fucking sex, you know. I'm like, I'm in the middle of episode 5. I stopped it. I gotta go back and watch the rest of episode 5. But like, yeah, man, that sex scene. That was like Letty and Tick just getting it in. And Journey Smollett just butt ass naked. I've been waiting to see Journey Smollett butt ass naked for a long time, long fucking time. So this made my fucking day. You know, so she came a long way from Full House. This is all I got to say. She played Michelle's friend on Full House, for nobody that gets that reference. That's who she was. Anyway. But yeah, man, it's a good fucking show, man. I love this show. I love that the racists in this fucking town, in this whole fucking show, the racists are 10 times scarier than the goddamn monsters. Cause like even like the first episode, I think it was the first episode where Tick and Letty and in the first episode, Tick is with his uncle, Uncle George, played by Courtney B. Vance. And they're like rolling through the fucking rural South, right? Because I believe that Tick's uncle, he's like, he makes like green books pretty much. You know, like the movie Green Book, he makes green books. Like he makes guides for Negroes just going through America. Because like there's such things as sundown towns back in the day. It was like, once the sun go down, your black ass better be out of town, pretty much. You're like, they better not see you at sundown, because they're going to hang your ass. That's what's going to happen. Like, they're going to hang the fuck out of you if you're a black person out after dark. So, that's what's going to happen. And so, they rolling down in the rural South, and they just dealing with all types of races. They deal with this racist sheriff. And he's telling, "Hey, you know, this sundown town, y'all need to get the fuck up out of here. Because if y'all get the fuck up out of here, by before this sun go down, I'ma kill y'all asses." Right? So they gotta get the fuck out of town. And like, it's the most tense shit. It's the most tense fucking shit you ever wanna see. Cause like they're rolling, cause like they're trying to drive, and then he's saying like, "You better not speed." And there's another thing on that. Like he put that on them too. He like, "You better not speed. Cause if you speed, I'ma stop your ass, and then the sun gonna go down, and then I'ma kill your ass." Just like that's what happens. I was like, that is the most tense shit I've ever seen. It's more tense than any fucking supernatural shit that happens in this movie. It's more in this TV show. I'm sorry. It's more tense than any supernatural shit that happens on this show. It's more tense than any like monster that comes out of the woodwork on this show, it's like fucking white people are scary in this goddamn show. But they get what's coming to them. They get what's fucking coming to them. Because every episode, a white person gets fucking killed. You know? You know? Every goddamn episode. Because the first episode, they were dealing with the fucking sheriffs. The sheriffs were like, the cops were like fucking harassing them and calling them niggers and shit and all this shit. And fucking this fucking like chupacabra motherfucking monster comes out of nowhere and just starts fucking these cops up. Like, just ripping their heads off, going into their fucking bodies and ripping out their fucking flesh and all the hearts and intestines and shit. And it's like, what the fuck? I was like, they're the only ones that got touched up. They didn't even touch the black people. Because I believe, like, Courtney B. Vance's character, he got left out in the woods. And that motherfucker didn't even touch him. It didn't touch him. The haunted house episode, they got like these like racist neighbors. Like, the racist neighbors are to break in the house and the fucking ghost fucked them up, you know. You're like, dude loses his goddamn head. You know, the other two dudes, they get fucked up, you know. Like, I'm like, white people get what's coming to them. Like, racist white people get what's coming to them in this fucking show by the fucking supernaturals and the fucking monsters, and I love it. I fucking love it. But, you know, I love it. This show makes me fucking smile. I love it. I gotta get more into it. I'm only at like episode 5. Like I said, I'm in the middle of episode 5. I'm enjoying this show. I'm enjoying the hell out of this show. I want more. I want them to shoot fucking Lovecraft Country into my goddamn veins like I'm a fucking heroin addict. I love this fucking show. But anyway, let's move on to something that made me fucking angry. Finally watched Antebellum. I believe the movie came out, last week? I think it came out last week. It's on video on demand and shit like that. So I watched it. I know there was a lot of people spoiling the movie and shit. I disregard all that shit. I didn't watch any spoiler reviews because I want to know what this movie's about. And this movie pissed me the fuck off. That's all I'm going to say. Because I felt like this movie sold me something that, like, I heard somebody say trailer bait. That's what it was. Like, it's trailer bait. They sell you something in the trailer that's not in the movie. It's what they do. Because when I watched the trailer, even when they were showing the trailer, like way back at the beginning of 2020 or like the end of 2019, they made it look like it was a woman that got kidnapped by like some time traveling slave owners. And she got kidnapped and brought back to like the fucking 1600s. And she became a slave and she ain't got no way to get off the fucking plantation. So she starts a fucking revolution. You know, it's like she starts a fucking revolt. That's the movie I came to fucking see. That's the movie I wanted to see. I was like, oh shit, time traveling. She went back through time. She got kidnapped by some fucking, like I said, some time traveling slave owners. And they got brought back in time. She ain't got no way to get the fuck out of there. So she just started a revolt and like to kill all the fucking slave masters and get everybody off the plantation and they run up north or shit. You know, so that's the movie I thought I was getting. The movie that I got was some bullshit. This is gonna be spoilery as fuck. I'm gonna be like everybody else. Probably preventing you from even fucking watching the movie. So this is gonna be a long fucking story. So, like, because the movie starts off with Janelle Monáe's character already a slave. Like, she's a slave. Like, I think she just got caught by the slave master and all this shit. I think they were trying to, like, fucking escape or some shit. Which, now, once we get to the end, I'm gonna be like, I was like, how did they not fucking escape? I was like, how did they not get away? Because, like, at the beginning, I'm like, oh, man, they tried to get away, man. They got caught. But by the end, I was like, hey, wait a minute. I was like, they could have got away easily. What the fuck? But anyway, let's go back. Like, it starts out with her already as a slave. She's getting beat. She getting fucking branded. She getting raped. You know, she getting all this shit. And they bring in some new slaves. One of them's played by Kiersey Clemons, who was in Dope. She's also got this other pretty good like monster film that my wife showed me. Like, she did this, like, I watched this with my wife. She did this really good monster film. Kiersey Clemons. It's called Sweetheart, where, like, she's, like, stuck on a desert island and she's fighting, like, this fucking, like, kaiju. The monster in Sweetheart looks like a fucking kaiju. He looks like something that the Power Rangers would fight. He looks like something that Godzilla would fight, you know? That's what he looks like. He's fucking terrifying looking. He's a little bit more terrifying looking. He looks like, anybody remember that movie Creature? Remember that that miniseries? I think it was a miniseries called Creature, like, back in the 90s. It's based off that Peter Benchley book. Creature with, like, did had this, like, fucking, like, shark fucking monster that was, like, eating everybody on the goddamn island. That's what it looks like. It looks like a cross between a Japanese kaiju and Creature. That's what it looks like in the movie Sweetheart. But if you haven't checked out Sweetheart, it's on Netflix. It's a really good fucking movie. Kiersey Clemons is really good in it. Like, she doesn't really talk, because, like, she's the only person on the goddamn island for most of the movie. So, but she gives a great performance. Anyway, she's in this movie also. She's like a new slave that got kidnapped. But yeah, anyway, so, like, they start off as fucking slaves. Kiersey Clemons' character is talking to Janelle Monae's character, and she's like, what the fuck are we doing here? Like, why are we here? And what we gonna do? And, like, she's just gone home. She's like, what the fuck we gonna do to get the fuck up out of here, right? You know? But she's talking about, she's like, I can't really do shit. She's like, what? I can't really do shit. I need you to help me because I'm pregnant. Like, Kiersey Clemons' character is fucking pregnant. And Janelle Monae is just like, we can't do that. We can't do nothing right now. We can't do, these white folks is gonna kill us. You know? Some shit like that. And Kiersey Clemons is like, bitch, what the fuck is wrong with you? And why you talking like that? So, we go through all this shit, but this is the kicker, man. Because towards the middle of the movie, they start telling an origin story about Janelle Monae's character. You know, like, they talk about how she's got a PhD, she writes books, you know, she's very successful, she has a husband, she has a little girl, you know, she got great friends. One of those friends are played by Gabourey Sidibe, who played Precious. She's really loud and fucking boisterous, and, like, fucking cock hungry. You know, like she's very vivacious and sexual, you know. So, but that's Gabourey Sidibe's character. And, like, there's this other white chick, I don't know where she came from, but they're showing you all of that, how successful she is and all this shit. And she starts, weird shit starts happening to us sporadically that she doesn't notice. You know, like, she's just like, oh, okay, whatever, I don't give a shit, you know. She's just ignoring all the red flags, and she's just ignoring that these people are fucking, I think they're like, they scope you out before they fucking kidnap you, is what they do. So, she's in present day, you know, living a life like it's golden, like Jill Scott said, and she just fucking enjoying life, like, live, like, fucking, making books and hanging out with her friends and shit. And all of a sudden, she gets fucking kidnapped by these two fucking white people, played by, this white lady played by, Jenna Malone, and, this white slave master nigga, who got on my goddamn nerves, played by, Jack Houston. It was, Jack Houston's a fine actor. He's okay, but, like, I've never really gotten into him, but here, man, I just wanted somebody to kill the shit out of him, because he is a son of a bitch in this movie. So, like, they get kidnapped, so she gets kidnapped by them, and all of a sudden, she is on the plantation, because, like, we come back from the flashback, she's asleep on the plantation, because at the beginning of the flashback, we hear a cell phone. I forgot to mention. At the beginning of the flashback, we hear a cell phone, and then we go back to present day. That's how the origin in the middle starts. But at the end of the fucking, she's getting fucking raped pretty much. Like, she's like this old white Southern Confederate motherfucker is just like dumping his old redneck seed in her, and he's fucking sleeping next to her. And so, so you hear a cell phone at the end in slavery times. So you're like, wait a minute. Like, is she, where the fuck? And then the old Confederate dude gets up. He gets up and he's got a fucking cell phone. He's got a fucking cell phone in 1642 or whatever the fuck, you know, in slavery days. He's got a fucking cell phone. And so I'm like, wait, what? What the fuck? What the fuck is going? Wait. Are you telling me that this isn't a time travel movie? That's all I said. So this is some village shit. This is some M. Night Shyamalan bullshit. Where, like, if you ever seen The Village, like, they thought they were in, like, olden days, and then, like, at the end, if you see them, like, nah, man, you in fucking 2004 or whatever the fuck this movie came out, and you've been here the whole time, you know, like, you've been in present day the whole goddamn time. So that happened. You see the cell phone and you're like, oh, okay, this some bullshit, you know. I'm like, nah, cause like, they're going through all this shit, they're going through all this fucking torture and abuse, and I was like, yeah, you know what, now that I know that this is present day, all them white people would be dead, you know, like, I'd kill every last one of them and get the fuck up off of there, you know, cause now that I know it's present day, I'm in hell there against my fucking will. Like, this is fucking human trafficking. This is human trafficking. I'm killing everybody on the goddamn plantation. I'm running the fuck off of there, you know, and I'm getting the fucking, I'm getting the fucking cops. I'm gonna be like, hey, I was held against my will. I did what I had to do, you know. Hey, I was being sex trafficking or whatever the fuck. This is human trafficking, you know. But you know, so all of a sudden, her and this is a key part. Janelle Monáe and there's this other black guy who tried to escape with his wife. His wife got murdered. His wife got killed. They killed his wife. So they hatch a plan to try to fucking escape. They got the cell phone Confederate. I'm gonna call him cell phone Confederate. Sees them trying to escape, I believe, and they start fighting him. This is the shit that really pissed me the fuck off. So we got this big fucking burly black dude, right? He's fighting with the fucking cell phone Confederate. The cell phone Confederate is whipping his ass. The cell phone Confederate dude is beating the fuck out of him. And then he fucking stabs him with an axe and kills him. Stabs the big black dude with a fucking axe. This dude that's probably
I want to say 6'3", 250 pounds, maybe. Maybe even 240. You know, he gets stabbed by the fucking cell phone Confederate dude. Right? Keep in mind. But Janelle Monae, who is 5 feet tall, maybe 140 pounds, gets the better of the cell phone Confederate dude, and she stabs him, and she kills him. And I was like, get the fuck, I was like, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. There ain't no way. I was like, there ain't no way. No fucking way a 5 foot tall, 140 pound woman is gonna kill another grown ass man. A grown ass man, I mind you, at the beginning was beating her ass and fucking branding her with a goddamn branding iron at the beginning of the goddamn movie. Same fucking guy. She killed him. Right? And all the other Confederate dudes, she just takes them out. Even like Jack Houston's character, who was the biggest asshole. She takes him out in like 2 seconds. He wasn't shit, you know? she just tricks him, runs him into the goddamn, like, this furnace where, like, they burn slaves. She runs him into the furnace and, like, she just sets the fucking furnace on fire and he starts burning up. You know, like, he wasn't shit. So, like, all the dudes ain't a problem for her. Who's a fucking problem? Who's a fucking problem for her to fight? Jenna fucking Malone. Jenna Malone, I'm so angry, I'm tongue-tied. Her and Jenna Malone have a fucking knife fight. Like, they have, like, this fucking knife fight that goes on forever. And, like, Jenna Malone's getting the best of her. Right? It's like, you can't kill Jenna Malone. You can kill cell phone Confederate like it ain't shit. You can kill Jack Houston's character like it ain't shit. But you having a problem with little fucking Jenna Malone. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. I was like, this is some bullshit. Oh God, what else? What else the fuck happened? But yeah, man, she gets on this horse. She's got fucking Jenna Malone on a noose after, like, she gets the best of her, knocks her out. She gets the best of her, and then, like, her, like, she starts dragging Jenna Malone by the noose on the horse. And she, Jenna Malone hits her head on a fucking rock and then she dies. Right? And then, like, she just lets her fucking go, and then, like, she's just riding the horse out. And you just start seeing shit. You start seeing, like, Confederates and the North Side people fighting. And she's just running through this shit. And then that's when you notice, wait a minute, this is a fucking Civil War reenactment camp. The whole thing is a Civil War reenactment camp. And way in the fucking back is where they fucking reenact slavery with black people that are there against their will. It's what the fuck they do. And then you find out that the exit to the fucking reenactment camp is like 15 minutes off the road. You could have fucking ran up that motherfucker and got back to fucking civilization. That's what you could have done. Then the FBI start rolling up in that motherfucker. You know, so the FBI been watching their ass do this shit. And then they decide to fucking roll up in there and, like, fucking arrest whoever's left, I guess, and save all the slaves and shit. So, this movie's fucking bullshit. I can't believe I wasted, this movie's like an hour and, like, 53 minutes, I want to say, at least that. Like, I wasted an hour and, like, 53 minutes of my fucking time watching this bullshit. That's why I told you guys everything, so you guys don't do that shit. It's some bullshit. I never want to see another movie like this ever again. There was a low-key hidden feminist agenda in the goddamn movie. Because my wife watched this movie with me too. We were talking about this. It's like they wanted to push the feminist agenda. They wanted to push that men are weak, you know, like women are strong, shit. They took this brother's balls because he got killed. So it kind of made black men look like bitches in this movie, look like just punk ass bitches. This is why I say we need to recast Black Panther, because it's important. You know, black little boys need. I don't want to go on another rant about that shit. Black little boys need to see a strong black man doing some cool shit. Is what they need. Recast Black Panther. I don't want to see Shuri as fucking Black Panther. You know, women got enough. Both women, white women, black women, all women, they got enough fucking role models in their life. Little black boys need some fucking role models in their life. They need us. They need to see us doing some cool shit. You know. So they could be cool and know what it's like to be a fucking man, okay? To be a strong man, okay? That's all I got to say about this shit, man. Movie's a waste of time and some bullshit. I'm gonna take me a break, much needed break. Give me a fucking cup of water, because shit got me fucking sweating. That's how angry I am at this fucking movie. And I'll be back with my review for Malibu's Most Wanted. See you guys later. Today's episode is brought to you by Restaurant.com. At Restaurant.com, you can save at thousands of restaurants across the country with just a few clicks. Their dining deals range from $5 to $100, never expire, and cost you a fraction of the face value. Dinner has never been easier with Restaurant.com. Use it for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Restaurant.com is offering our listeners 50% off their next purchase by going to www.restaurant.com/podcast. That's www.restaurant.com/podcast for 50% off your next purchase. Restaurant.com, the best deal every meal. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Let's talk about Malibu's Most Wanted. Let's get through this goddamn movie. This movie right here might be the epitome of why I created this podcast. Because I remember seeing this movie as a teenager. In the theater, I paid money. I paid money to see this movie. And at one point, I thought this movie was funny. But now, as a grown-ass man who knows what cultural appropriation is thoroughly now, I have to say that this is one of the biggest pieces of shit movies I have ever seen. And I'm ashamed of myself for liking it. I really am. I look back and I was like, dude, you fucking like this shit back in the day. You like this fucking movie. And then I look back at everybody in the movie, I'm like, I'm involved. I'm ashamed for everybody involved in the production of this movie. I'm ashamed for all the actors that are in this movie. I'm ashamed, like, just knowing that black people signed on to be in this bullshit made me fucking sick. It made me fucking sick. I don't know who turned it down. If there was anybody that turned it down, if like, all the people that they picked were just their first choices. But if you turn down Malibu's Most Wanted, I applaud you. Bravo. Good job. You have dignity. Because this movie is just a straight up cash grab on black culture. So this is a straight up cash grab on black culture. Written by four white guys. It took four white guys to write this stereotypical coon ass piece of shit. This is what I want to say. Coon ass piece of shit. I watched this whole movie in fucking apathy. In fucking just, I was just fucking in a gasp the whole fucking movie. I was just numb. That's the word I wanted to say. Numb. I was numb. There's a whole entire movie. It was just things happening on a screen to me. Like, I don't know what the plot is. Like, I don't even want to talk about the plot, you know, because there is none. Like I said, it's just things happening on a fucking screen. Like, nothing. There's nothing there. It's just situations. Situations happen. We deal with these situations. That's it. It's like nothing. I might as well have been watching Air. It's Air the movie. But we got Jamie Kennedy in this movie. He's just pretty much in blackface without the paint. Pretty much blackface without the paint. And instead of doing soft shoe, he's crip walking. You know, fuck this dude for doing this goddamn movie. He helped write this movie. Fuck him for that. We got Taye Diggs and Anthony Anderson playing like these parodies of Brian Gumble. They're supposed to be like these like fucking Oreos, you know, like they black on the outside, white on the inside shit. You know, they want to make fun of that, you know, just because a man speaks properly and, you know, wants to do other things than fucking hang out in front of the fucking corner store. He's not fucking black. You know, like, that's some bullshit. You know, so they gotta question these brothers' blackness because they like to do things that are different. You know, fuck them for that. Who are you, white man, to fucking tell me what black is? That's my whole thing about this whole goddamn movie. I was like, who are you, white man? Who are you to tell me what the fuck black is? You know, what the fuck are you? You know, I was like, it pissed me off. You got Regina Hall, who's too pretty to be in this, but she's so goddamn pretty. She's too goddamn pretty to be in this movie. Like, you know, she's playing like this stereotypical hoochie with goals. You know, like you always got that girl in the hood. You're like, yeah, I'm a hoe, but I want to be a nurse, or I want to start my own business and all this shit. So she that. Blair Underwood is in this goddamn movie. What the fuck? Blair Underwood. He's in this movie. He's playing like an Uncle Tom, who's literally named Tom. That's his fucking name. His name is Tom. Fucking Blair Underwood. Did you need the money that bad, Blair? Did your LA law money just dry up? You know, did you set it off money dry up? Just what else was fucking Blair Underwood in? Was he in? No, that was Don Franklin. Shit. I almost said he was in a fucking Sequest. Don Franklin and Blair Underwood look alike to me. Cause I was just like, I'm about to say, did your Sequest money dry up? I'm like, that nigga wasn't even on Sequest. Look it up, Sequest. It's like Star Trek underwater. Look up Sequest. Great fucking show. There's dolphins and shit on there, and Jonathan Brandis and Roy Schneider. But yeah, Don Franklin, who looks like Blair Underwood. But Anyway. Like, did you really need the money that bad, Blair? Did you really need the money that bad? Who else? Snoop Dogg in here pipping out his legacy for a dollar like he always does. Which is why nobody respects him as one of the goats of hip-hop. You know, like, Snoop Dogg is one of the most important people to hip-hop. But you'll never know it because the nigga just pimps his fucking legacy out for a dollar. Is there anything Snoop won't do? Because I don't think there is, because the nigga literally did a porno. Like, he literally did a fucking porno. So I don't think there's anything that Snoop Dogg wouldn't do. But yeah, man, like, this is bullshit. This movie's some fucking bullshit. I'm not even gonna sugarcoat it. I'm not gonna talk about what's going on in the fucking movie, because it's all bullshit. Like I said, it's just a bunch of lights and sounds and silly shit. And the movie's just like, there's nothing of merit to talk about in this fucking movie. The movie's fucking eye-rollingly bad. I wish I had a time machine so I can go back in time and smack the fuck out of 16-year-old me for liking this stupid shit. Like, movies, like, this, I'm really pissed this whole fucking episode, because Antebellum pissed me off and this movie pissed me off. I just, like I said, watch this shit just numb. Oh god, it's so fucking bad. I don't even know what else to talk about in this movie, because like I said, nothing happens in this movie. Nothing fucking happens in this movie. It's just a fucking cash grab. And I just want to, whenever I see, I'm not even going to say that. I'm not even going to fucking say that, because I might really see this nigga, you know, like, I might really see this dude, you know. Let's say this whole fucking podcast shit blows up, or whatever I'm doing blows up, and like, I see this motherfucker. Like, I don't want no trouble. I really don't want no trouble. But yeah, yeah, you know what? Fuck it. Like, if I ever see Jamie Kennedy, I'm smacking the fuck out of him. Let's just say that. If I ever see Jamie Kennedy, I'm smacking the fuck out of him. Fuck it. I'm just gonna say that. This movie gets the very first. It's a very first on I Watch This As an Adult. This movie gets the very first 0 out of 5. Because it's such fucking bullshit. Okay, I'm done. This is the shortest fucking review for a movie I've probably ever done, because there's nothing in here. 0 out of 5. Fuck this movie. Fuck everybody involved in this goddamn movie. Fuck them up the ass. Not the actors, though. The actors are just doing the job, but everybody else, fuck them up the ass. Including you, Jamie Kennedy. Fuck you. Moving on, next month is the start of Horror Month, thank God. Viewer's choice is over. I want to thank everybody that actually picked the, movies. Well, not Malibu's Most Wanted. Fuck you for that. I'm sorry, but anyway, well, I told you guys to pick a bad movie. You picked this movie. I thought I wasn't going to get anything out of it. Like, but I got a whole fucking angry rant out of it. Fuck. But anyway, Horror Month is next month. It's going to be me and my wife, Mistress of the Dark, horror enthusiast, Mistress Shauna. She's going to be helping me out all October, because she's the horror person. And we're going to talk about horror movies. The first movie we're going to do is 1996's Scream, which also stars Jamie Kennedy. So that means I got to look at his little fucking stupid rat face again. Ugh. But at least it's in a good movie, I hope. I haven't watched this movie in a while, so I hope it's still good. I like Malibu's Most Wanted, so what the fuck do I know? We'll see if Scream still holds up. Like I said, join the Patreon. It's only $3.
The Amazon gift card giveaway starts September 28th. The link is on my Facebook. Go to my Facebook. I watch this as an adult. And it's also on my Instagram. I watch this as an adult. Follow me, man. Follow me on I watch this as an adult. Follow me on Facebook. Like the Facebook page. And so the link is there. Link to my Patreon up there also. Check everything out. Thank you if you're a supporter. Thank you for the support. Peace. See you guys next week. Later.